听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8, Exposition. Section 1, Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following conversation alternatively into English and Chinese.
Shanghai has successfully won its bid for hosting the 2010 World Exposition. Congratulations!
我相信举办世博会将会为上海提供国际交流的舞台，促进上海与国际发展接轨。世博会将为13亿中国人民打开了解世界的窗户，也会为外国人了解中国历史和文化成就提供机会。
Where is the proposed site for the expo?
世博会的地址在上海市中心黄浦江两岸。世博会会址占地2260公顷，将成为重环保、服务设施完善、旅游资源丰富的都市区域。上海选择了城市让生活更美好作为主题，届时100多个国家和国际组织将展示其城市发展和都市生活改善的成果。
How long will the expo last?
六个月，预计它将吸引至少5000万观众。
So that will even exceed the all-time high of 64 million reached at the 1970 World Exposition held in Osaka, Japan.
对。专家们有充分的依据得出这个预计数字，因为上海和邻近的江苏、浙江人口达1亿3000万，其中的许多人将会成为世博会的潜在参观者。根据专家预测，预计的500万参观者中，30%至35%的人将到上海周边和华东地区旅游。
In that case,Jiangsu and Zhejiang provincial cities with beautiful scenery, like Suzhou, Wuxi, and Hangzhou, will all benefit from the event. By the way, how much will the local government invest in the expo?
25亿美元。但是专家们估计，改进交通、通讯、供水等基础设施建设和旧区改造所需费用将是其5到10倍。
So, this will provide both domestic and overseas investors with tempting business opportunities.
完全正确。
Section 2. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese to English Interpretation. Text Interpreting.Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
中国北京国际科技产业博览会是中国政府批准每年定期在北京举办的大型国际科技经贸交流活动。由国家多个部委和北京市人民政府共同主办，北京市贸促会承办。中国北京国际科技产业周创办于1998年，2002年第五届正式更名为中国北京国际科技产业博览会，它包括展览会、论坛、科技经贸项目洽谈和专项交流等五类共百余场活动。第五届科博会是中国加入世界贸易组织和北京申奥成功后举办的第一次大型国际科技博览会。来自联合国、欧盟等国际组织和68个国家和地区的72个外国政府、工商企业界代表团5000余名境外来宾参加了科博会活动。国内35个省、自治区、直辖市和计划单列市派出近5万人的政府和经贸代表团参会。 2003年9月12日至15日，第六届科博会在北京隆重举行。科博会期间，共有45个国家和地区的85个外国政府、企业代表团，以及外国驻华商务、科技机构和国际著名科学家、企业家、学者等2000多位国外来宾，参加了展览、洽谈、论坛及专项交流活动。科博会期间，共签订以高新技术为主的合资合作项目、技术交易项目240个，协议总金额46.82亿美元，其中北京市签约项目74个，协议总金额23亿美元。与往届相比，第六届科博会呈现如下特点：一是非典后科博会增加了社会发展主题和内容，如展览会中增加了抗非典中开发的最新科研成果及公共卫生系统等；首次推出的北京社会发展重点项目推介会；二是高科技展览会展览面积虽略少于预计，但展览水平和档次都高于往届。参展的国内外企业和各省市展团竞相拿出最新科技成果，展品科技含量高，更加贴近科技前沿，贴近社会生活，特别是突出展示了高新技术在改造传统产业、振兴现代制造业、改善百姓生活及在城市建设和社会发展中的应用。三是对接的科技经贸合作项目数量规模均高于往届，注重搭建科技与产业、科技与金融等项目对接平台。除了签约外，更多的企业和机构结识了新的合作伙伴，找到了投资和贸易的机会。四是论坛和专项交流活动层次高，导向性强。论坛主题紧扣高新技术产业发展中的热点和焦点，因而绝大部分场次出现爆满场面。五是全国性参与空前高涨，全国31个省、自治区、直辖市和香港、澳门特别行政区以及台湾首次齐聚科博会。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese
As part of the 30th anniversary celebration of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Convention, an exhibition of large-scale color photographs of UNESCO World Heritage Sites is opening today in the visitors' lobby at United Nations headquarters. Entitled World Heritage, Our Past, Our Future,The exhibit contains images ranging from a stormy sky over Venice and its lagoon to the bustling marketplace outside the Medina of Marrakesh in Morocco to a towering mountain of ice in Los Glaciares, Argentina. One of UNESCO's goals is to raise international awareness of the necessity of safeguarding the richness and diversity of our heritage by using images and in particular photography.Which provides a visual record of our history. Every country possesses sites of local or national interest, which are a source of national pride. The Convention Concerning the Protection of the World Cultural and Natural Heritage encourages countries to identify and protect these sites, regardless of whether they are inscribed on the World Heritage List. The sites that are nominated for inclusion on the list are chosen for their unique qualities and for being the best examples of our cultural and natural heritage. The photographers chosen for this exhibition have succeeded in capturing the awe that World Heritage Sites inspire, the amazement that the beauty, diversity, and ingenuity of our world's outstanding natural and cultural heritage instills. Their photographs also remind us of the fragility of our planet and the urgency of protecting these sites in order to ensure that they will continue to enchant future generations. UNESCO Director General Koichiro Matsuura inaugurated the exhibition in Venice, Italy, on the 16th of November 2002 as part of the International Congress World Heritage 2002 for the 30th anniversary of the Convention Concerning the Protection of the World Cultural and Natural Heritage. The exhibition has been organized with the collaboration of the United Nations Department of Public Information and with the support of the Government of Japan, UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador Mariana Vardenoyanis, and World Monuments Fund France.
Section 4. Interpretation Practice. Note-taking and gap-filling. Listen to the tape and take any necessary notes. Intex Shanghai is located in Hongqiao Economic Development Zone, one of Shanghai's key development areas, with close proximity to the airport. Beginning in 1992, with its quality exhibition facilities and excellent services, Intex Shanghai has been host to a variety of well-recognized international exhibitions. In August 1995, a partnership agreement was signed among Shanghai Hongqiao United Development Company Limited, China Council for the Promotion of International Trade Shanghai Sub-Council, and P&O Asia BV, to jointly own and manage Intex Shanghai. This is the first joint-ventured international exhibition center in Shanghai. Backed by P&O's expertise in management of the Earls Court Olympia Exhibition Center in London, Intex Shanghai will continue to impress its clients and visitors with its improved facilities and services. Intex Shanghai's dynamic exhibition activities will further China's policy of international trade and economic cooperation. Gap filling. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words missing.
The inaugural exhibition of the Guggenheim Las Vegas is The Art of the Motorcycle, which was first presented at the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum in 1998. With more than 130 motorcycles on display, the exhibition chronicles the most compelling moments in motorcycle design and technology, from its humble beginnings as a steam-powered vehicle to the sophisticated state of motorcycle production today. The exhibition both explores and celebrates the motorcycle as a quintessential symbol of the modern age. The installation, designed by architect Frank Gehry, responds both to the scale of Kohlhaas's Guggenheim Las Vegas and to the materials of the motorcycles themselves. Gehry's building within a building features enormous curved polished stainless steel walls, towering chain-link curtains, glass floors and partitions, large-scale graphics, and a sophisticated interpretation of the curator's narrative.
Passage Interpreting. Passage 1. Chinese to English Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
上海国际工业博览会是中国唯一的以高新技术装备为交易展示主体的 国家级大型工业博览会，每年11月份在上海举办。 2000年10月18日， 国家主席江泽民为上海国际工业博览会题写会名。上海工博会以信息化带动工业化为主题，立足用高新技术和国际先进技术改造我国传统工业，加快提升我国工业的整体素质和 和国际竞争力的基本宗旨。努力将信息化和工业化结合起来，充分发挥产品交易、产权交易和技术交易三位一体的交易功能，使上海工博会成为全球高新技术和我国用高新技术改造传统工业的产品展示中心、交易中心和评估中心。上海工博会立足服务全国、支持西部开发、面向国际市场，是中外企业界和全国科学院所、高等院校、技术产权交易机构展示形象、结交客户、促进交易的交流平台，也是产学研相结合、加快实施科技成果产业化的重要场所。国家经贸委、外经贸部和上海市人民政府自1999年12月13日共同创办了首届上海工博会以来，已成功地举办了四届。主办单位新增了科技部、信息产业部、教育部、中国科学院和中国贸促会，达到八家，展会的层次得到了全面的提升。世界著名跨国企业的展位数大约占展位总数的20%，其中包括微软、IBM、西门子、通用电气、朗讯、强生、爱默生、3M、摩托罗拉、沃尔沃等。上海工博会国际化进程实现了飞跃发展，并开创了中国会展业的新时代。来自全国30个省市自治区的参展商占展位总数的40%。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese. City Conference and Exhibition Center is invested by the municipal government.Constructed and run by the Local Exhibition Investment Development Limited. It is a large state-of-art intelligent exhibition center, incorporating exhibition, conference, fair, IT, trade, and large events. Its complete supporting services range from business services, advertisement, warehouse, hotel, catering to entertainment. The center,Occupying an area of 470,000 square meters and a total construction area of 160,000 square meters, is composed of the main building and wing building. Being 432 meters in length, 105 meters in width, and 42.6 meters in height, the main building contains 5 floors.The height of the exhibition hall varies from 7.6 meters to 10 meters and 15 meters. It is totally 33,000 square meters available for 2,000 standardized booths. At two sides of the exhibition hall, there are 2 pillar-free exhibition units with an area of 6,560 square meters, a height of 15 meters,and an 81 by 81 meters span grid system. Central air conditioner, automatic fire alarm, closed circuit TV watching system, communication network, public broadcasting and cable TV are all available in the exhibition hall. The exhibition hall on the first floor has an area of 33,129 meters squared,and can be separated into 5 independent exhibition units by movable walls. Each unit has its own interfaces for water tap and drainage system, electricity and computer network. The exhibition hall for light exhibitions on the third floor occupies an area of 2,187 meters squared. There are 19 conference rooms,with a total area of 2,210 meters squared, located on the first to the fifth floor, including the lecture hall of 230 seats on the fourth floor and the 2,164 meters squared on ballroom, the fifth floor. Besides, sea view rooms, guest rooms, business center and information center of nearly 9,000 meters squared are located in the main building. The wing building is a hotel, which contains more than 200 guest rooms. Around the center are the front and back squares of 300,000 meters squared. The whole exhibition district is well designed and thoroughly functional. The crescent-shaped ballroom on top of the main building is the most creative feature of the whole building. The international conference hall is equipped with simultaneous interpreting system of 6 languages. To provide convenience to all the exhibitors, City Conference and Exhibition Center has set up an exhibition service center. It offers all kinds of services, such as advertising designing, special decorating advertisements, renting additional exhibition equipment, water, electricity, gas, engineering, and transporting exhibition items. City Conference and Exhibition Center possesses a professional staff. Following the principle of customers first, the whole staff of the center will provide complete, high-quality, efficient, and quick services in order to gain the success of all events held in the center.
Unit 9, Performing Art. Section 1, Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following conversation alternatively into English and Chinese.
很荣幸能在动身前往德国之前采访到您。首先请问，为什么非要到那儿去，您的事业才能有所发展呢？
To get my career as a dramatic soprano started, a lot of the repertoire I sing is Wagner, Strauss. Those operas aren't generally done at smaller U.S. opera houses,So I have to go to Germany, where smaller houses do that repertoire. Most people in my voice type have to go to Europe first, and then come home to sing here once their careers are established. Many, many American singers have gotten their starts in Europe.
我也听说德国的体制与美国的有所不同。在德国每年的秋天都会有公开的试听活动。每座城市都有一些代理商。他们与当地的歌剧院有联系。他们届时会赶去打探新秀。等到歌剧院有空缺，便会将看中的歌手推荐出去。
It's quite true. As a matter of fact, you can have many agents working for you all over Germany, trying to get you work. But in the U.S., you can have one agent working for you, and usually a young singer can't even get an agent until she's already performing professionally. The German system is more open.
到德国去，你得会说德语。现在你是否会说呢？
I studied it briefly a few years ago, but most of my vocabulary was opera German, which meant I could say things like, I am dying of tuberculosis, and my lover has gone off to the wars.
你由女中音改唱戏剧女高音，这是为什么？
The color of my voice,Even from when I first started singing, was always brighter and bell-like. But because I had an extended lower range, and my voice was also big and rich, I always sang mezzo. But anyone who hears me now immediately knows I'm a soprano. The dramatic soprano repertoire suits my personality better, too. I guess I just feel more like a soprano.I've been told I look like one, too.
谢谢您给我们带来了有趣的谈话。期待着早日在国内听到你的歌唱。
Section 2 Text for Interpretation Passage 1 Chinese to English Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
京剧是中国的国粹，已有200年的历史。京剧的产生要从徽戏说起。清乾隆55年1790年，安徽的四大地方戏班先后进京献艺，获得空前成功。徽班常与来自湖北的汉调艺人合作演出，于是一种兼收昆曲、秦腔、梆子等地方戏精华的新剧种诞生了，这就是京剧。在200年的发展历程中，京剧在唱词、念白及字韵上越来越北京化，使用的二胡、京胡等乐器也融合了多个民族的发明，终于成为一种成熟的艺术。京剧有文戏和武戏之分，文戏的特点是唱多，而武戏则打多，而有的戏是两者兼有。基本的表演形式有唱、念、做、打。京剧中的生、旦、净、丑其实不过是角色分类，生是男性正面角色，旦是女性正面角色，净是性格鲜明的男性配角，丑是幽默滑稽或反面角色。每一种角色又有表明身份的脸谱、扮相等，只要演员一上场，你一望便知。在人的脸上涂上某种颜色，以象征这个人的性格和品质、角色和命运，是京剧的一大特点，也是理解剧情的关键。简单的讲，红脸含有褒义，代表忠勇，黑脸为忠性，代表猛志，蓝脸和绿脸也为忠性，代表草莽英雄，黄脸和白脸含贬义，代表凶诈，金脸和银脸代表神秘神妖。京剧的剧目主要取材自传说、重要历史事件，剧中的人物有皇帝、大臣、将军、才子、佳人等，时间跨度上起古代的尧、舜、禹、春秋战国，下成秦、汉、隋、唐、宋、元、明清各朝。业余的演员称为票友，在众多的票友中不乏大名鼎鼎者，这其中包括清朝的光绪皇帝，他不但会唱戏，还能司鼓。慈禧太后则是一个大戏迷，在今日颐和园内还保留一座当时中国最大的戏院，该戏楼高21米，共有3层，可见他在京剧上花了不少的功夫。自从京剧大师梅兰芳1919年访日以来，京剧越来越受到全世界人们的喜爱，他在促进中西文化交流、增进中国人民和世界各国人民友谊和了解方面做出了应有的贡献。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation
Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Good evening. We're here tonight to celebrate movies, American movies. They provide us with our tickets to dreams. To many of us, movies are a personal time capsule made up of hopes, dreams, fantasies, and fears. This kaleidoscope of emotions we call movies affirm our values, question our beliefs, establish our heroes and heroines, and take us on a trip to places that we could never have imagined we'll ever travel. In commemoration of 100 years of movies and the 30th anniversary of the American Film Institute, we're all part of an unprecedented celebration of this unique and enduring art form. Tonight, we'll announce 100 greatest American movies of all time. This, until now, secret list of movies have been chosen by the leaders in front of and behind the camera. Filmmakers, executives, exhibitors, journalists, historians, as well as noted Americans who were given and nominated by AFI. This list includes films released through 1996 when the survey was designed. The roughly 40,000 American feature-length films were judged on a combination of criteria: popularity over time, critical and world recognition, creative and technical achievement, historical significance, and cultural impact. And listed now are only 100. This evening, you'll find out how your personal favorites figure in this list as we count down from number 100 to number 1. So to begin, let's enjoy the diversity of what brings us together. The movies. We call it the American experience. The patriotism, family dynamics, corporate ambition, mission of action, circumstances of romance, and even some absurd situations that we face each day provide a wonderful slide-waving signatures for our first group of movies. America's greatest movies of all time. It's quite a collection. Telling us stories is the job of screenwriters. And long before Eliza Doolittle was given speech lessons by Henry Higgins, America's passion for silent movies was changed forever by the people who made movies in 1927. That's when the movies started to talk to us. Suddenly, with the advent of sound came the explosion of the art of screenwriting. The movies, thanks to the writer, has found a voice. There are so many unforgettable movie images we have cherished, relived over the years. They've become as familiar and special to us as pages of our own family album. Sometimes, to see a movie is part of our lives. And as time goes by, there were images that remain to remind us of how deeply affected we were by them and continue to be. Those indeed push our envelope, tap our emotions for adventure, success, and joy, or our admiration for creating something special that apprehends movies as unique and transient. Their ideals become our ideals. Their dresses in movies are seen on the streets of our nation, and a moment of triumph and defeat become our successes and our failures. They can show us that society is not black and white, but truly more gray, complex, and ultimately satisfying when one takes a risk. Movies move us, and through it all, music. The sound and fury of movies is music, and you can listen carefully. The music alone will tell you what's about to happen. The early movies had told us that the white guys are the good guys. But not always. Most of the time, bad guys become our heroes, and good guys become our villains. The names on these chairs say it all. People sitting here say a lot more than action and cut. Directors are the ultimate decision makers of our nation's silver screen. They use their understanding of writing, composition, sound, and special effects. And in between takes, they supervise the crew, rehearse the casts, keep a schedule. 3 decades ago, This country officially recognized the importance of the motion pictures as an art form by creating the American Film Institute. As the proud guardian of our nation's film heritage, AFI is indebted to all the writers, directors, musicians, actors, studios, music companies who through cooperative effort made it possible. Thanks to them, AFI would be able to continue the crusade that began 30 years ago. Thus far, we've traveled from silence to the spoken word, from the confines of a small apartment to vastest expanse of space. Tonight, we've taken a wonderful journey inside ourselves as we identified people, stories, and dreams created by others. We've come to understand the spirit of our nation, essence of our freedom, diversity of us as people. It's been a great personal pleasure to have been part of this wonderful celebration. 100 greatest American movies of all time. What a collection. Good night.
Section 4. Interpretation Practice. Note-taking and gap-filling. Note-taking. Listen to the tape and take any necessary notes. One way of measuring how important and innovative most Grammy Award winners really are is by looking at the large number of artists who have been and are continuously snubbed by this supposedly prestigious award and the Recording Academy that presents it. It almost seems like you have to be on Social Security and writing children's music before you can be recognized. Or you have to be a one-hit wonder and have very little talent. That seems to be the model for most Grammy winners. In the end, the real issue is not whether the right artists win or lose at the Grammys, but why this award show is thought to be so important. In the end, the Grammys are only as important as fans and artists make them. Gap filling. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words missing.
1933 was the year that Oscar became the official nickname for the Academy Award. Hollywood legend has it that Betty Davis coined the term when she took a good look at the statuette and remarked how much the backside looked like her first husband's, Herman Oscar Nelson. There are other versions of how Oscar got named, but this one is the most popular. This was the golden era of Hollywood, when movies wrapped their peak as the world's predominant source of entertainment. Sound was not a new thing anymore, and the filmmakers had mastered their craft, turning strips of plastic into motion pictures, moving shadows on a screen that looked bigger and better than real life. Into the 1930s, Hollywood managed to give the American public just what they were looking for during the Great Depression, an escape from it all. When other industries in the country were suffering major losses, the motion picture business defied the odds by continuing to boom, proving that the common man really was willing to spend their last dime to settle into a theater seat and forget about his troubles for a couple of hours.